This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. A Symphony of Spheres by sculptor Brendan Edwards opens at the new Art at Africa Sculpture Garden in Franschhoek. Well, actually it opened, and now we're going to be speaking to Dirk Derners, who is the owner of Art at Africa, about... Tell us, in fact, about how the opening went, because I know it was a very special event.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, Philip. Yeah, no, it was spectacular. The artwork itself is quite amazing. It's actually a monument. It's 10 meter by 7 meter high artwork. And yeah, we had a great audience. Also, it was special because, I mean, you know, it's called the musical Symphony of Spheres, Beethoven the Fifth, because the artwork is actually based on the fifth of Beethoven, the wavelength of that. And then as a result of that, we actually were very lucky that the famous conductor from Belgium, Rick Geskiere, happened to be here for a number of concerts. And he was actually prepared to be part of the opening to really make it spectacular. So they actually played with 10 musicians from the Stellenbosch University inside the sculpture. And as we were unveiling the sculpture, they started playing. It was, yeah, phenomenal.
Well, you know, Fine Music Radio's Rodney Trudgeon states that Beethoven's Fifth is like Michelangelo's David, a monument to art and humanity. So I suppose this is a good starting point?
Yeah, it would be pretentious to actually compare our artwork to David or even to the Fifth, but it is inspired by that. It is definitely monumental, but yeah, no pretension. But it's a beautiful artwork, yes.
Well, tell us a little bit more about it, about the circles, the spheres, what they represent. And I think the word that the artist, Brendan Edwards, uses, it's museferic.
Yeah, Brendan, listen, I can go on about the narrative for about half an hour, and I'm sure we don't have time for that. But in a nutshell, Brendan studied philosophy of aesthetics and logic. And according to him, I believe according to a lot of people already since the ancient days of the Greeks, believe that everything in cosmos, everything in the universe is spherical. Our bodies, everything is spherical. Our DNA is spherical. And music is a universal language. And, you know, if you see a conductor move his hands during a performance, you would see him making circles. So that's basically where the muse spheric idea comes from. And he actually makes massive monumental sculptures which are all based on the spherical shape, which is a perfect shape, non-complex, but actually perfect shape, wherever you see it in the universe. That's kind of like in a nutshell where this comes from.
So we've got lots of interesting things to look forward to. And I think what's also very spectacular is in the background, you have another very important monument, which is the Huguenot Monument.
Yeah, well, we placed it so that obviously it doesn't compete from a visitor's point of view or a viewer's point of view. Our monument or our sculpture is actually placed against the backdrop of massive and fantastic mountains at the back. And then you would see the Huguenot Monument on the left side. By no means it wants to clash with the monument, but I mean, yeah, the monument actually speaks about the past, and I would dare to say that our monument is timeless, but it's actually a very modern monument. So I would like to say that it kind of complements the visitor experience that one has there.
But it also ties in with the fact you opened it on National Heritage.
There's a reason why we did that. You know, there's no art without metaphors. And so one of the metaphors that the artist uses is that, you know, this 8 concentric circles, they all are very colorful. They represent 8 notes, so every note combines with a color or corresponds to a color. But also, you know, we are a very colorful country, so all these interconnected spheres basically kind of like represent all the different cultures and different people that we have in our country making beautiful pieces of music.
So it was a very well-timed opening, and people really need to get out there to see it. And also, it forms part of Franschhoek Creates, which is going to be running from the 27th of October to the 3rd of November. Lots of ideas of where to look around Franschhoek to see some of the wonderful creative things that you can experience there. And this is a man we've been speaking to, Dirk Derners, who really does do creative things. He has Art at Africa, celebrating the diversity of South African art in unique settings, the one being at the V&A waterfront, right at the Clock Tower Centre, and the other one right here by, right next door, viewing the monument as well. So if you want to know what's happening, the what, the why, and the where of the visual art scene in Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Arts and Crafts Map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog www.sanlam.co.za.